Mile on
Thank you. Yes, indeed. And we're saying the rest of the universe, when it looks at you, it looks at you and sees its breath as you turn it into bread, something delightful. For angels and archangels and animals and plants and all of those different states of consciousness to engage and affirm and entertain as aspects of itself.
And one of the important things that we do, Desmond, with our skill set, as we consciously breathe and manifest things, is, you know, we're not only lion food, and as some of our friends would like to say, well, one of these days I'm going to be worm food. You know, well, when you're consciously breathing, you are creating bread for everyone and everything. You are creating things which are consumed by the universe. So your creative process is then creating food for the rest of the universe.
Absolutely. We're actually converting, moving free food through different frequencies. And our consciousness enables us to do this as a participator in the process. So that we're not some foreign element off in space somewhere. We're literally the breath engaging itself in every form and engaging itself in every form consciously. So I feel myself as a connection with Greg and with Andy and with everyone listening. I feel I am with you, and I feel you with me, and this is what gives me my sense of balance. My breath is my platform from which, and my process through which I'm interacting with everyone else right now.
We do this through the process of intuitive knowing, which we call the I can.
Yes, that's right. I know that this is what I'm doing, and it feels good. Not that I think that this is what I'm doing. I can think it too, but I know that I'm talking with Greg. I know the technology enables me to be in Jamaica, talking with Andy in Mississippi, in Iowa, sorry. And it enabled me to be talking with everyone who is in earshot of our conversation, wherever you are. The only thing that there is the breath. So we are connected. One breath, one world, one family. And when I know this and accept this, I feel at home, and I feel as if I'm with family, because I am. I know I'm with family. And this is what we invite everyone listening to come into themselves. We don't say, come and park yourself in the self-management institute. We say, activate your breath account, your account that you came into the world with the capacity, the potential to activate and be a conscious creator of your experiences in life.
And we go to the birthday boy, Andy.
Yeah, I've been on what people call a spiritual journey, and I've also been, I'm a scientist. So I've played in all these domains, and the world seems to be a very complicated place, and it's easy to get distracted. And as we're trying to learn how to manifest new realities, we're getting a lot of information from a lot of different sources. But, like I mentioned earlier, that if you find at the bottom of all of these discussions, the teachers will always bring you to the breath. And the process is as simple as what Desmond is suggesting, is that all we have to do is become conscious, to start to notice our breath. And instead of being the victims of all of the chaotic information and static and all of the noise outside that comes from all of these electronics and all the news and all this stuff that is trying to pull us out into some other reality outside of ourselves, by following our breath and recognizing it, noticing it, appreciating it, feeling it, then we become centered. We find ourselves going into our own being, and then the field of all possibilities opens up from that point. And it's really that simple. Now, a person would think, okay, if I'm noticing and I'm thinking about my breath all of the time, then how could I have time to think about all these other things? Well, I don't understand the mystery. I don't understand the mystery, but I can tell you, ever since I've learned how to breathe more consciously, and I'm still in process and I will always be in process, I find that my consciousness and the possibilities and everything that's manifesting is so astounding. It's like the whole universe is opened up, and it really is. We've all heard the statement, it's an inside job. Well, that is truly what we are all in. It's like we have to stop looking to outside sources, to some God outside, to some other teacher outside, to the government, to the politicians, to anybody else to be our savior, because really, we have to find it in ourselves, and the way to do that is as simply as noticing your breath. And if you don't believe me, go talk to a guru. Go take some yoga classes.
Well,
that's teaching you how to act. And the first thing they will do is that you have to learn to use your breath, because if you stop breathing, you know what? If I stop breathing, I can't say anything.
The universe, Andy, is telling you, I am your breath.
Right.
Yes.
So you say back, I know I am my breath.
Yes. That is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. And you know, ours is the privilege and the opportunity not just to know this to be our truth, but to invite others to look within themselves and to extend their consciousness into the depths of their breath and to come up with what they find as themselves. We don't want you to come to the Self-Management Institute as a distraction to yourself. We want you to come into yourself. And as a matter of entering into yourself, you can come to the Self-Management Institute and celebrate with us. Celebrate your knowing as you consciously breathe yourself. Breath day, breathe, and consciously accept that you have now gone into or come into the wealth of what your breath is. That we didn't get to this point without having been taught that this is where we should go.
And speaking of going places, Desmond, I have a question from a member of our internet audience. And they know that you are, in fact, in Jamaica, working with officials, dignitaries, and people in the correction system that we've worked with the World Self-Management Institute before. And their question is, can the positive things, the positive impact that Desmond and the World Self-Management Institute is doing, be taken to Haiti, since they are still struggling after this massive earthquake from 2 years ago?
My answer is simply yes, and we'll begin to direct our breath to the Haitian situation even as we talk, as we see them and their condition, not through the eyes of the catastrophe, but through the eyes of the potential. That everyone there is their breath, that everyone there might not yet have the skill set to activate their breath capital, but we are projecting it there. We are sending it there, and we're sending it with love, knowing that, yes, as we see the wholeness of the Haitian people, because they do have a platform of wholeness in the form of their breath, what we invite all the forces to do is to open their eyes to this reality of who they are, which is the reality of their breath. And the person listening from the internet audience, we say, join the forces of the breath and deliver to the people in Haiti everything that you can, in feeling first. And we join this collective conscious breath in seeing our wellness, our wholeness, as a whole breath-based universal family, knowing that none is divided from the other, accepting the wholeness of all. And we will continue one breath at a time to turn our potential and their potential into the day when everyone there will see that they are their breath. Because and take responsibility.
My breath is my compassion.
Yes.
Yes, Andy.
Yes, indeed.
In regards to the solution in Haiti, my work, I can talk for days, as everybody knows, which is about, I have worked on a strategy that I encapsulate in the idea of regional revitalization and empowerment strategies. And what that has to do with is revitalizing places and communities and people to realize the truth of love and the truth of the power that we have as individuals. And the empowerment side is the individual. But what I would suggest is what Desmond said, is that, you know, we've all been taught certain things about who and what we are, and those are all ideas that got us to this place, but we really have this wonderful opportunity in every place to begin focusing on what it is that we really want. Now, most of us are told things, and then we pick up those ideas, and we start to consider those ideas as if they're some kind of a truth, and that's how we got to this condition. But the
yes.
transformation happens one person at a time. And all of the
yes.
resources, and I have written extensively, and I'm working in projects. I've been working with Desmond in Jamaica. I'm working with a gentleman from the Congo that was experiencing all of these terrible things. I'm now communicating with people in India. And these kinds of things, tools, it's just people coming together, people helping people. But first, we have to discover this infinite power. We each have a piece, not a subset, not a smaller portion, but we have an aspect of the entire creation in us, and it's right in our hearts. And if we begin to breathe, and we breathe down into our diaphragm and into our tummy, and we start to recognize this feeling that we know of love. And I would say, if you want to recognize this feeling, think of somebody that you really love, that no matter what they did, it wouldn't matter to you. You just love them, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a child. We can embrace that feeling in our hearts with our breath, and bring that to us into the world, and quit listening to all of the outside voices that say, no, this is reality, because the true reality And you, when you find this and experience it, you will know is in us. And then all possibilities exist. And we will then, when we begin to bring this out one person at a time, we will live in paradise. And it is happening. It is happening right now, because I know many, many people are going through this. But if you want to experience it in your life, you have to manifest this experience in your life, and it happens one full conscious breath at a time, like Desmond says so often.
That is so true, Andy. And the whole universe is breathing one, every kingdom is taking its own breath. The minerals are taking theirs, the animals, the plants, and here we are, the angels, archangels, everything is taking its own breath. And this is perhaps the thing that is most necessary for each person to become conscious of their own power. And as you had said earlier, Andy, schooling, our educational system from kindergarten to university have emphasized that the power is outside of us.
Yes.
And so the skill sets that we developed were skill sets looking outside of ourselves and setting us up as piranhas, you know, like we are supposed to be in a feeding frenzy where you're trying to eat as much as you can, because as if there is not going to be enough for the next breath. The answer is that is a faulty meter. Those are faulty skill sets. And they can only be displaced and recycled as we replace them with the conscious deep breathing skill set. So although it might look like a tall order, we know it's not a tall order in terms of what eventually has to take place. We all have to develop the skill set to take one conscious deep breath at a time. And if we can offer this, if we can offer this platform of the World Self-Management Institute to all of the rest of the world who are into shallow breathing and who haven't yet developed the skill set of the importance of breathing consciously, we are inviting you to begin tonight. Let tonight be your breath day, and introduce others to it.
I have one more comment that I'd like to make.
Specifically
to the person from Haiti, Greg, if that person wants to contact me directly, you know, let them know that I'm totally available. And, you know, in regards to the actual strategies and the tools by which we can work with communities and individuals and implementing these things in the school systems, you know, many of these things have already been worked out. They're being worked out. They're being used at various places. And so if they have any, if they want to make a direct inquiry, just let them know that we're all available. And anything that I have, and I've written it, extensively, and I'm working on projects here in the United States and several states, and in India, like I said, and Colombia, South America, and it's in Jamaica. It can be in Haiti tomorrow if you want. And these resources are available. They just have to get in touch with us, and we'll share what we can. And if you want to initiate a project there, then let's just do it. Because if we're waiting, the thing is we've been waiting for people in the government and the corporations and the politicians, and, you know, God bless those people, but if we continue to wait for somebody else to make the solution, this will never happen. The solution of my life come about by me taking action. And I have, you know, right now is a very wonderful time to be alive. We are going to see all of these things that we've been saying are problems, all this terrible stuff. These were all our teachers. And they're teaching us the truth of love, and they're teaching us the truth that we have the power to make the world the way we want to. And how it is, you wonder, you know, often I read and I go to all of these things and I hear all of these great words about this is how spirit works and all this. And then at the end of it, I say, so what, now what? And the answer to so what, now what is breathe.
Take the next breath. Yes.
And then the solution will be delivered to you when you access the truth of your heart, because in essence, we're all connected. There's no separation, not really. We just think we're separated, and as long as we keep thinking we're separated, we're disconnected from the truth that the information and the solutions are here for us right now. And we're here together, and we're here to share in any way. If anybody has any specific request to me, I will gladly give you everything that I know. And I've got a lot to offer. It doesn't mean I've got everything figured out, but I have a lot figured out.
And that is exactly why Desmond is in Jamaica tonight, and we are meeting as the World Self-Management Institute, and anybody who's in the listening audience who's within the sound of my voice, and they'll be within the sound of my voice on recorded podcasts, they'll be able to visit Dr. Andy Skadberg at mybreath.tk. That's a simple address for anybody to remember, mybreath.tk. They will be able to access the World Self-Management Institute and connect with Dr. Andy Skadberg and Dr. Desmond Green and begin to take that first deep breath, and then to realize that a closed mouth is never fed, and then to realize it is okay to say, I need help.
Right? Yes. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
We're all
because the universe, you know, the universe, in so many of the scriptures that we have used to guide our lives, the big invitation is ask. Ask, because the universe can only respond to you as you ask it for what it has. It's already given and delivered, but the act of asking converts it into your experience. And what we're saying is, we have come to this point with the skills that we have received from those who gave us the skills they received. What we are saying now is the additional skill set that we have received at the Self-Management Institute is the insight that conscious breathing is a skill set. So we're not sending you to go climb a mountain or to go into the hinterlands of philosophy or psychology or theology. We're saying go into the experience of your breath. There you will find the most precious person in the universe, you. And with the conscious skill, you see, because you're not only going to be a hit or miss discovery, it's going to be a discovery through which you discover that you have this skill to develop, and that you can only develop it by practice. It's not a thinking thing, it's an action thing, which then generates and delivers the results of action to you. Because the universe is an active process. The breath is an active creator. And when I say, my breath is my God, I align myself with the creative powers of the universe. And all of the elements which are living, acting, expressions of life. We have moved out of the age of intellectualism right now into the age of experientialism. You remember, Andy?
Yes. Actually, I'd like to pitch in a little bit on the comment about asking for the people who are Christians. The quote that Desmond is referring to, at least the most important that I've discovered, is the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Now, it's ironic. I'm sitting here in a Holiday Inn hotel, and I'm in, because there's a bunch of people in the swimming pool and in my room, I'm in the fitness room, and I'm standing here on one of these exercise treadmills, and the name of it is Vision Fitness. Now, I have written a book that the short title is Vision, We Are Recreating the World. And I also have a thing that is like a business incubator. It's to help the ideas around. Everybody has a secret dream. Everybody came here with a dream to do, and we need to find that dream inside of us, and we can manifest it. Now, we got to do two things. First, we've got to find out what that dream is. And it's inside of us, and then we need to articulate that, and we need to put that into words, because in the Word, in the beginning was the Word. We create with our words. And then the other thing that we got to do is we need to unlearn. We need to come out of the conditioning that told us that dreams don't come true, that we're just biological creatures, that we're failures, or whatever else that we've been conditioned, or the experiences in our life. Maybe we had a tough childhood, an alcoholic father, whatever. To get past those stories and to begin to have confidence in ourselves and begin to bring out that vision. The name of the website you can go to that's in the process of being, you know, it's created. It's called the VisionAccelerator.com. And that's Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, Accelerator, E-X-C-E-L-A-T-O-R.com. And you can go there, and we're posting our projects there. There's tools there to help you realize that you truly are the answer to your own life situation. Each individual is the person that needs to transform their life. And the starting point, it sounds so simple, and it really is so simple, is via the breath. And then drop the stories that the world, you know, I've had to drop a whole lot of stories, you know, the talk in my head, oh, I'm stupid, or I'm a failure, or I'm broke, or my government is this or this. You know, those have nothing to do with what's happening now. The way I've seen it is that all of these problems were created so we could transform them. And when we change, so they're opportunities. And I can tell you that we are all going to be so happy when we look back and we say that war is a historical concept, that starvation and disease were ideas that have gone out of the common thinking, that they don't exist anymore. We can take care of all of the people. I have heard that we could solve all of the environmental problems and take care of all of the poverty in the entire world for $400 billion a year. There's more than enough money to solve these problems, people. The only problem is we don't believe it's possible. Now, I shouldn't say that.
We don't breathe properly, yes.
Right.
You see, Andy, the universal breathing bank, which is the reality of our breath, is open 24/7, 365, 366 days a year. And it will remain open for anyone and to everyone who is being made aware now of the skill set that we have the privilege of presenting to them. The practice. The practice is as simple as it. Every living organism is a product of its practice. The minerals are products of what they practice. The animals, the plants, the angels, archangels, the whole universe. The universe itself is a product of its practices. And when we said earlier that tonight's conversation is recognizing the extent to which our breath is what we are converting into our experiences, and that we can turn, we are turning our breath into our experiences. We are turning our breath into bread. We're turning our breath into stones. We're turning our breath into fear, into anxiety. We're turning our breath into all the experiences we're having. And every one of us is able to change by simply switching from shallow breathing to conscious deep breathing, and then making it our practice. It begins every habit, every skill set begins with one action. And as we practice and persist, then it becomes a skill that is a proficient one. The professional is the person who has practiced the same thing over and over until he can close his eyes and do it and sing it and say it. The musician, the concert pianist, is somebody who practices until they can close their eyes, and the practice has now become an entity on its own inside of them. And that's what the truth about all of us are, is that whatever we have practiced has become a living part of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And can go and... Yes.
And as the saying is, practice makes perfect, Desmond. Well, then that makes us perfect.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We are the products of our practices. And it's nothing to become scared about. It's just becoming aware that, hey, I'm in charge of what I am.
And Andy, we had talked about quieting all of those voices. And
yeah.
The internal voice, the voice that you use yourself, the first thing that we say is, I am my breath. I know I am my breath. And then we can begin to quiet all of those outside voices, the ones that tell us that we're a failure and that things aren't going to succeed.
Yes, absolutely. And Greg, I just want to emphasize the power of that observation you just made. When you begin to say, I am my breath, and the universe reverberates and empowers that statement that you put out, and when you learn to repeat it often enough until it becomes a tsunami, it drives out everything in you that you're not encouraging with your thoughts and with your words. It replaces everything. What you are doing replaces everything that you were doing. So it's not about thinking anymore about what I think I am. It's about, I know that I am my breath. And everybody listening right now, you can look within yourself and make that statement for your own self. Just as how I know that I am my breath, you also have to know that for your own self.
And we had a comment again, Desmond, from our virtual auditorium. They said that was a great point, and they believe the last time that you were with us, Desmond spoke about degrading internal monologues is a theology.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I wonder if they can comment a little bit more, because, you know, we talk about the cultures that operate within our societies, and that these cultures rotate around the words that we have put into place.
Right.
Like you have, the words that call us flawed. There's no truth to them.
Those are words that.
Yes. And tonight we want to change out those metrics. Right now, tonight. And we change them out by saying, firstly, beginning a new system, a new auto-metrics of our own. I am my breath. And that alone will knock out any other metric that we have imposed on ourselves. It's like the I am my breath statement is a trump card, is a trumping power that will trump everything else that we say around about ourselves.
And to answer our audience member, Desmond, when they posed an additional question to us, we will say to them that, yes, the cultures have programmed us to be dissatisfied with ourselves, but I am my breath. I am fully accepting of myself. Therefore, I am satisfied with myself, and the culture's programming is absolutely without merit and meaningless.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely ludicrous. I mean, how could we expect to be contradicting our own selves? I mean, if a person thinks about, you know, where did consciousness come from? This is our greatest gift from God or Krishna or Source or all that is. This is the gift. I mean, life, this is it. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
Desmond and I have talked about he told me that we are literally physical spirit. And how does physical spirit stay alive? It breathes first.
Yes.
And if for the simplest, for the people who don't believe this, think about how long can you get by without water or food? You can get by a while, but try doing anything without taking a breath and see how long you last.
That's
and
right.
This is throughout
That's
all of life. Everything is breathing. Everything is moving. And how spirit, where all of this supposedly empty space comes from with this apparent intelligence, because life does show tendencies of intelligence. Where does it come from? It manifests via the spirit moving via the breath
Absolutely.
In and out of each creature in a full cycle. One breath is a circle, is a full cycle, and without one breath, if you stop and you miss breath, You're going into a different plane. You're not in this universe anymore.
Absolutely, Andy. And, you know, I want to invite all of us who are using the technology to begin to see now that the breath is the new motherboard and power source combined. And it comes with delete capacities. When I say, I am my breath, that is my delete power. I use it to delete everything else from my consciousness. And if my motherboard was too corrupt to be repaired, I replace it with a new motherboard, which is my breath, which is the rest of the universe. And all of the expressions and manifestations in it. It comes to me for my renewal. So begin to learn to use your delete button. And the delete button is, I am my breath.
Absolutely. We don't want those faulted metrics, those bad applications from society that say, you don't have enough money, therefore you are of no consequence and your life has no meaning, to mean anything to people. Because when you don't have your breath, then your capacity to create is, has been given back to the rest of the universe, to answer a comment that someone had made about when you stop breathing, you're dead. Well, when you look at each breath as the opportunity to create more and manifest and feed the universe, then when you stop breathing in this body, which is like a rental suit, then you are still creating, because every time someone looks at that piece of artwork, the recording that you'd made about passing on your message, the painting that you made that hangs on the wall, then you've given back to the universe that endless, abundant energy that is flowing through you with your breath. So you never die.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And, you know, I think it was Jesus or someone like that who said, those who accept themselves as their breath shall never die, because your breath cannot die. And you now just become becoming conscious that you have everlasting life, that your breath is everlasting, and if you accept yourself as your breath, you know that you're everlasting.
I learned an interesting fact this year that Jesus, when he commissioned the disciples, commissioned them by breathing on them.
Yes.
Absolutely. Isn't that something? And then what he tells them is, after the Sermon on the Mount, they said, Master, let us build unto you an altar, and build an altar to Enos, and build an altar to Elias, meaning Enoch and Elijah of the Old Testament. And he looked at his disciples and he said, do not build an altar. Don't build an altar to them. Do not build an altar to me. Go forth and go to every town and village and speak the word from your mouth. And if they do not want to hear and their ears are closed, then knock the dust off the bottom of your feet, because they are not as worthy as the dust of the ground.
And you know, we can upgrade that perspective as it was presented by saying, yeah, everything is worthy of its breath, and the breath makes everything worthy, is a point of significance in everything. And discount that perspective that there's anything that can be not worth everything. Because the breath has room only for more of itself. And it gives us the power to generate broader and bigger pictures of itself, and to continue growing in practice, growing in self-awareness, growing in inclusiveness, and knowing that everything, everyone, everywhere is simply a part of the one process, breathing consciously at our stage.
And then manifesting
everything
reality.
Everything is breathing, yes. Yes. So, we go back and we say now to ourselves and the listening audience, we are indeed converting our breath into bread, the bread of our experiences. And it is a delight indeed to know that, yes, this is how it is. This is how it is.
When I'm making my breath into the bread for the universe, I'm not making the same bread for the universe that Andy is making, am I, Andy?
We all have a unique expression. That's what's the beauty of this. It's like a divine symphony, an orchestration, that when we find out what that is inside of us, when we tap into that infinite spark, and we begin to let that song or that music or that whatever it is that is our unique expression, we're going to find that it's all been orchestrated in absolute perfection as it is now, but we'll see even more beauty because we begin to allow that beauty to be expressed from us because we believe that it's possible. And the thing that sets us free is simply our consciousness appreciating this process, that this is
it,
right here, right now. There's no other time. I only have this breath, and then now I have another breath, and when I appreciate the beauty and the infinite love and the infinite experience, the opportunity that I have here, it just transforms.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I'm just feeling so wonderfully blessed and so fortunate to be in this celebration with everyone, those who are listening and joining everyone at the level of our breath and saying, yes, indeed, this is the condition, this is the state of consciousness that the breath has been engineering
3 8 8 2 9 9 4. You can leave a message after the tone.
Yes, you have reached the
voicemail box of
waiting for our connection to try to go back so that we can connect with Dr. Andy Skadberg. And Desmond, welcome back with Voice of the People Radio. I apologize to everybody in the audience. Again, as I said before, our computers do not have a breath, so they don't have a consciousness. They don't know when the accidents happen, and then we just disappear.
And that's it. That is so right. And, you know, Andy got knocked out too?
Well, for now, we'll see if we can have Andy come back up with the board.
Okay, that would be fine. And the beauty about it is we don't panic because of these hiccups. We just take a nice deep breath and know that, yes, we continue and our world continues. And we perhaps created this experience just to highlight the fact that, yes, it's real. We take the next deep breath and everything is solved.
And that's a thing that a lot of people would, you know, say, how do I make this happen? And I have a good friend, Dr. Jack. And Dr. Jack, I know that you're out there listening somewhere. Dr. Jack Turner had a friend ask me, he says, how do we begin to manifest? And he said, well, how is it that we begin to take a breath?
Hello?
Yes.
And yes, Andy.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Again.
And so we begin to manifest by just taking that breath, because that is not an act in which any of us participate as though it is something that we cannot do to begin with. We are born into this world breathing.
Yes.
We continue to breathe, and God doesn't worry about
That is so right. That is so right. And you see, the intellect which was part of the mechanism for developing consciousness is like the mouse on the computer. It is working with what is there without knowing that it is there. It just works with it. And we have reached a point now where the breath consciousness skill set knows. It doesn't speculate anymore. It doesn't ask the why question anymore. It knows that the breath works, and it works.
I don't, for me. I don't have to quiet my IQ like Andy was talking about, quieting all of those intellectual voices in my head. I don't have to quiet my IQ because I have my IK, my intuitive knowing.
Right.
And I know that I am my breath, so that I can take that deep breath into the heart center, and I make that affirmation to myself silently, as Andy had told me earlier today, that affirmation, even if it's the Om, as I take the deep breath into my heart center, is 10,000 times more powerful than speaking it aloud.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And actually, that reminds me, Greg, you were talking about Steve Jobs today, and I saw, and I rarely watch TV, but I did see a small snippet at the end of the Jon Stewart show when Steve Jobs had passed. He was giving an address to a graduating class, and his last message was, follow your heart and your intuition.
Yes, that is it. Because now is the age when the two faculties that serve us the greatest are the breath and the feeling. You say, our feelings and our imagination are the wings of our breath. And they take us anywhere we can imagine. Our feelings and our imagination are the wings of our breath. And every one of us listening right now has a feeling for your breath. And it's a question of confidently saying to myself, I am my breath. And you confidently saying to yourself, I am my breath. And it's not just doing it once or twice, but knowing that the more you do it, the better you feel, the more effective it becomes. And you never stop doing it. There's no time in the future when you stop breathing. And so the consciousness of the breath consciousness that you create will literally incorporate eternalness, eternity in its lifestyle, as a lifestyle.
Just because the conscious breath was breathed into all of us.
Yeah. That's it.
And it
continues to breathe.
Now, it's another interesting thing that I've learned. You know, they've discovered that the dolphins and humans are essentially genetically the same. And what's interesting is dolphins have to consciously breathe. And this is one of the things that kind of got us in this robot mode, is that we have an autonomic function that makes us breathe. And so what we've all done is we've fallen to that automatic program that simply sustains us to the very minimal survival mode, where we're just getting enough oxygen, mostly probably for us to be like walking robots or cavemen or something. But we are these conscious, powerful, really powerful beings. And then when we do like the dolphins do and we begin to recognize, to be conscious of our breath, and we get more oxygen, then we get more fuel, then our brains work better, then our bodies work better, we become more conscious, and then we become to realize how much more is going on here. I mean, I would invite people to just contemplate your breath and to just play with it, and then to think, you know, take a breath and notice your feelings, notice how things smell, notice what you can see, and try to experience the sense experience, the multitude, the multiplicity of sense experience, not even to mention all of the feelings, all of the sensations, and all of the thoughts that are in our mind. It is such a spectacular experience to be alive, but if you're just going along shallow breathing, you're not going to be noticing that. You have to get more oxygen. You have to get, it's fuel. Hydrogen and oxygen are two of the most powerful substances that fuel all of life on this planet. You know, we all seen the hydrogen bomb. We know what oxygen. Oxygen is what burns in a fire. This is the fuel that goes into us.
That is so right, so beautiful. And I love the way you're celebrating it, Andy. This must be your birthday. it's wonderful. And, you know, in sharing with others, the joy is as simple as this. What we're saying and sharing is really in the language of the child or inner child who has wanted to be acknowledged all these years. Go ahead.
Yes. I mean, this is throughout. I mean, Jesus said, and when you become like children, you will be in the kingdom of heaven. I mean, this is everywhere. And I invite people to, one thing, look, just stop and look in the mirror and look at the gift that God or whatever you believe in gave you. Look into your eyes and recognize the beautiful gift that you are and how fortunate you are to be here. Life is so wonderful. There's so much to do and see. Quit paying attention to the things that you don't want and focus on what you do want. And then notice a child and see the beauty of what they're here sharing with us. They're showing us the way. Drop all these stories, just forget about them, and let's have fun. It's time to have fun. Be happy.
Yes, that is right. You know, Gregory, we have agreed that the religion of the Self-Management Institute is playfulness.
That's right.
Playfulness, because the whole universe is at play.
That's right, and you can't take your ball and go home because you're breathing just like everybody else, and you can't make Andy leave the field because you don't like the way he was trying to play because he's breathing just like everyone else.
That is so beautiful, indeed, indeed. We're here to play. We're here to play, and nature leads the way. The minerals are playing with the plants, are playing with the animals, are playing with the humans, are playing with the angels. It's just one playful interaction between the elements as the air plays with the leaves and the fire plays with everything. It just keeps everything going and, you know, everything is playful. And so the breath consciousness, firstly, is a consciousness of the playfulness of the universe, our little endorphins are so full of play. When we breathe, supply them with the oxygen they need, we feel great, we feel good, we feel alive, because we are playing, and we are playing the way that nature plays with itself as itself. We don't get old and we don't die until we stop playing. Death is a state of shallow breathing, really. It's not an end to anything other than we trying to cut ourselves off from the big flow. And the big flow.
When we mention the shallow breathing at the end of life, we can go back and we can mention what happened with Steve. And the last thing that Steve said to everyone that was, you know, relayed to us by his sister who was at his bedside is Steve struggled for that last breath. Steve looked up and he said, "Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh,
oh
wow."
Wow.
You know, and we welcome Steve's spirit, which is very physical wherever he's located, to this celebration. Because we want to take time to honor and acknowledge his perfection of the technology that enables all of us and so many of us to interact with so many others of us. And I believe when he's with us now, he's just saying, "Whoa, you guys got it, that you indeed are the technology and the mechanics of the technology that I have created was simply to open your eyes to your own biological technology. Because the truth of all of us is that we are biochips in the big computer, which is our breath. And we carry out the functions of the computer as we put together the different states and frequencies of the breath to create the experiences we're having. And tonight, yes, indeed, all of us are converting our breaths into bread. Wherever you are, I do trust that those around you are enjoying the bread you're creating with your breath. You know, as you look in the room where you are, if your loved ones are there, your wife, your husband, your child, your lover, your babes, whichever, whoever is there, as you look at them and see them as a breath of life, as you hear them, the sounds they're making, and hear those sounds as sounds of the breath, the textures that they bring to you, and you feel those textures and you experience it as the breath of life, the breath of God, literally, the breath of life. As you taste the expressions of the breath around you, and you know that, yes, we are a part of this one wonderful food chain, because the breath is food. And it is feeding every one of us equally. It is indeed.
Thank you, Desmond. Andy, I would like for you to go ahead and give that website out to everyone again so that they can find the Vision Accelerator.
Okay, yes, it's visionaccelerator.com. V-I-S-I-O-N. Accelerator is E-X. C-E-L-A-R-O-T-O-R, Accelerator. I think I spelled that right. I think I spelled it wrong, actually. But this accelerator, instead of like a gas pedal accelerator, it's Excel, to Excel, Accelerator. And if you can't get that, my email address is anscadberg@gmail.com.
Amen.
Wonderful. And everyone will be able to find that information from Andy on our website for the World Self-Management Institute. You can reach that with a short link, which is mybreath.tk. And Desmond, I would like to give you the last 60 seconds or so that we have before we go off there to impart everyone with a bit of wisdom from the breath.
Tonight we are so joyful that everyone, you, Greg, Andy, Gia, and all of the listening audience, tonight we are creating the pastries that make the universe, each one of us creating our own kind of pastry, bread, butter, buns, sweet stuff, delightful stuff, honey, milk, whatever it is we're creating, enjoy it and know that it is your breath and mine. And tonight, we are declaring that our breath is our motherboard, and from tonight onward, we are accepting, I am my breath as my motherboard, and the new motherboard of the new universe, because...
And thank you, Desmond, and thank you, Andy, for being our guest on the Voice of the People radio tonight. I have had a wonderful time. I'm hoping that everyone joins us on our websites, and please stay tuned, everyone, for the Church of Mavis show. They're going to have Scotty Roberts, Fields of the Lord, The Rise and Fall of the Nephilim. So you can't miss that. Stay tuned to the UFO Paranormal Radio Network. Thank you, Desmond. Thank you, Andy. Happy birthday. And I am off the air, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.